ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 27 टू टेक्स्ट 46। विल बी रिसाइटिंग द टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। राजा यज्ञसदनं प्रविष्टो निशितर्षितः दृष्ट्वा शयानान् विप्रांस्तान् पपौ मन्त्रजलं स्वयं। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Being thirsty one night, the king entered the arena of sacrifice, and when he saw all the brahmanas lying down, he personally drank the sanctified water meant to be drunk by his wife. Purport: Yajnas performed by brahmanas according to Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are so potent that the sanctifying of water by Vedic mantras can bring about the desired result. In this instance, the brahmanas sanctified the water so that the king's wife might drink it in the yajna. But by providence, the king himself went there at night and, being thirsty, drank the water. Text 28. When the brahmanas got up from bed and saw the water pot empty, they inquired who had done this work of drinking the water meant for begetting a child. Text 29, where ultimately, after finding out what has happened, who has done it, the brahmanas, they conclude. But the brahmanas came to understand that the king, inspired by the supreme controller, had drunk the water. They all exclaimed, "Alas, the power of providence is real power. No one can counteract the power of supreme." In this way, they offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Text 30, birth of Mandhata. Thereafter, in due course of time, a son with all good symptoms of a powerful king came forth from the lower right side of King Yuvanashva's abdomen. The baby cried so much for breast milk that all the brahmanas were very unhappy. "Who will take care of this baby?" they said. Then Indra, who was worshipped in that yajna, came and solaced the baby. "Do not cry," Indra said. Then Indra put his index finger in the baby's mouth and said, "You may drink me." The verse here, it says, "Mam dhata," you know, it says, "You drink me." Text 32. Because Yuvanashva, the father of the baby, was blessed by the brahmanas, he did not fall a victim to death. After this incident, he performed severe austerities and achieved perfection in that very spot. Mandhata, the son of Yuvanashva, was the cause of fear for Ravana and other thieves and rogues who caused anxiety. O King Parikshit, because they feared him, the son of Yuvanashva was known as Trishadasyu. This name was given by King Indra. By the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Yuvanashva was so powerful that when he became emperor, he ruled the entire world, consisting of 7 islands, without any second ruler. Text 35, 36. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not different from the auspicious aspects of great sacrifices, such as the ingredients of sacrifice, the chanting of the Vedic hymns, the regulative principles, the performer, the priests, the results of the sacrifice, the arena of sacrifice, and the time of sacrifice. Knowing the principles of self-realization, Mandhata worshipped that transcendentally situated supreme soul, the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, who comprises all the demigods. He also gave immense charity to Brahmanas, and thus he performed yajna to worship the Lord. Text 37. All places from where the sun rises on the horizon, shining brilliantly, to where the sun sets, are the known as the possessions of the celebrated Mandhata, the son of Yuvanashva. Text 38. Mandhata begot three sons in the womb of Bindumati, the daughter of Shashabindu. And these sons were Purukutsa, Ambarisha, and Muchakunda, a great mystic yogi. These three brothers had 50 sisters who all accepted the great sage Shobari as their husband. Text 39. Shobari Rishi was engaged in austerity deep in the water of river Yamuna, where he saw a pair of fish engaged in sexual affairs. Thus, he perceived the pleasure of sex life, and induced by this desire, he went to King Mandhata and begged for one of the king's daughters. In response to this request, the king said, "O Brahmana, any of my daughters may accept any husband according to her personal selection." Purport: this is the beginning of the story of Shobhari Rishi. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Mandhata was the king of Mathura, and Shobhari Rishi was engaged in austerity while submerged deep within the river Yamuna. When the Rishi felt sexual desire, he emerged from the water and went to King Mandhata to ask that one of the king's daughters